pronounce every letter with its, from its correct makhraj, from the correct place of articulation. Makhraj means the place of articulation where you say the letter from your mouth. So tajweed means to pronounce every letter from its correct makhraj, its sifat, and sifat are the characteristics of the letters. So makharij, for example, we say the makhraj of ta is to place the tongue, we'll go into the rest of it. But whether the letter is pronounced heavy or light, and some letters are full mouth letters and empty mouth letters, and the rest of all the other sifat. So two things: the makhraj, the place of articulation, and the character. He is one of the famous scholars of tajweed. He mentions at-tajweed i'ta'u al-hurufi haqqat, from the characteristics and the rightful and its rightful qualities. So this is the definition of tajweed. And the reason why we recite Quran with tajweed, or we need to study tajweed or learn tajweed and correct our tajweed, is that this is the way that the Quran was revealed. The Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam wrote the Quran, and together with the words of the Quran, the tajweed also came together with it. So there is no other way of reciting the Quran besides with the tajweed. And since we are not all Arab, we don't speak Arabic, we speak English. So letters don't come out the same or correctly. So that's why we have to sit down, study the letters or correct our tajweed and practice it, so that it would be easy for us to recite. Even if we are recited in its correct measure, as it would really hatmun lazim, that applying the laws of tajweed is a definite obligation on all of us, on every Muslim. It is an obligation that we apply the rules of tajweed when we recite in Quran. مَنْ لَمْ يُجَوِّدِ الْقُرْآنَ آثِمُ, that person who recites Quran without any tajweed, then he is sinful. That is, of course, if we recite and we don't put any effort in learning the tajweed, then we would be sinful when we recite the Quran without tajweed. لِأَنَّهُ بِهِ الْإِلَهُ أَنزَلَ, because that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it with the tajweed. وَهَكَذَا مِنْهُ إِلَيْنَا وَصَلَى, and it came to us. Imam Shatibi rahimahullah also mentions that the reason, and other scholars also mention the reason why you would be sinful, is one of the main reasons is if you recite letters incorrectly, or you change one letter into another one, or you do not recite it correctly, then the words of Quran will be changed and the meaning will be changed. We know many examples, very easy to understand. We might have heard the changing the word qaf to kaf in qalbun and kalbun. There's another ayah of Quran where Allah mentions dhillan dhalila, that the people of Jannah would be in spacious shade. And if you change that word, the dha, if you do not recite the word, the letter dha correctly, and you recite it as dhal, then it will be completely, it will, dhillan means humiliation, which is the complete, which is like opposite of the meaning. And in the last ayah that I recited in the Isha Salah also, muhsineen is the good doers, and if you recite the seen as sad, then it will mean those who are changed, which just one letter can change the whole meaning of the Quran. So that's why it is very important. Another important thing to remember, and some people have this misconception, is that tajweed, or the science of tajweed, is for maybe only the qurra, or those who are studying hifz, or the ulama, or people who want to recite beautifully. For our salah to be correct, our recitation of Quran also has to be correct. There are many benefits, obviously, of learning tajweed. One of the main benefits is we're fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran as it was revealed. And by sitting and studying the science of tajweed, this also falls part of learning and teaching the Quran. We know the famous hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ, the best of you are those who learn and teach the Quran. So we should keep this in mind and make this intention that we are sitting here studying tajweed, which is also part of ta'aleem of the Quran Sharif. If we do recite with tajweed, then there are many ahadith that speak about the benefits. One ahadith is al-mahiru bil-Qur'an ma'a safarat al-kiram al-barara, that person who recites the Qur'an well, then he would be with the high-ranking angels, inshallah. So, this class would be very basic, not too many laws and that to study and explain it. And then we move on to the shorter surahs from Fil till Surah Al-Fiq. We can continue from there, inshallah. So we'll start now, inshallah. We'll start with Ta'awud and Tasmiyah. I'd recite and everybody can recite after, and then we will correct the common errors, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
A little bit louder so I can hear if...
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
So the common errors in A'udhu is the Alif and the Ayn. Those are two hard letters which are together. A'udhu. This is something that we need to practice. A'udhu. 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 You can recite after. A'udhu. A'udhu. Thal. Thal is recited with an empty mouth. That means you keep your Alif, Ya, and Wow are letters that are recited from the mouth. The only thing that is recited with a nasal sound is the ghunna. The ghunna is pronounced from the nose. So in the words inna, then you'll have a nasal sound. A common mistake is reciting it like this, which is the incorrect way. Min ash-shaytanir rajim. So to put some nasal sound in rajim. So instead of the alif is a u e. And incorrectly would be a u e together with the nasal.
Ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmani. Oh, again, both the ras got tashdeed.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
and half on the throat
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين
One thing to remember is the alif on alhamdu should be recited clearly. MashaAllah, you are reciting clearly, but just make sure the alif is clear.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم
Again, تشديد on the ra and the half on the throat.
الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
إياك التشديد on the ya
إياك نعبد نعبد وتعين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
نعبد is There's no waw after that, after the dal. So na'budu wa iyyaka, iyyaka na'budu, iyyaka na'budu,
iyyaka na'budu
wa iyyaka nasta'in, إياك نعبد
إياك نعبد
وإياك نستعين
وإياك نستعين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
So the dal shouldn't be joined to the waw that is coming afterwards. So instead of saying na'budu wa iyyaka, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in,
iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in,
ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim, high is a little bit heavy. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صاد is a little bit of a difficult letter, but اهدنا الصراط, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Sirata shouldn't be read as a seen, and also it shouldn't be read like ihdina sirata with a like SW. It shouldn't be recited with, there's no W or wow. Ihdina sirata instead of sirata is incorrect, and also sirata is also incorrect. Ihdina sirata al-mustaqim. Mustaqim from the throat. Mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Again, الصاد صراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
الذين ود الذال empty mouth not no not a زاي so الذين instead of الذين صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم for the dhal, you take your tongue, the tip of your tongue, to touch the back of these front teeth here, the incisors, just behind the teeth at the bottom. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ You'll be able to see the little bit of your tongue. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. مغضوبي, the غين, because it's from the back of the throat, the ميم must not become heavy. So not ما, not مغضوبي, don't make your mouth round, ما, ما, empty and flat. Just keep, try and keep your mouth flat. مغ, مغ, مغضوبي. All of these needs a lot of practice. غير المغضوبي, and the ضاد, ضاد can be recited from the right or the left. You take the tongue, the side part of the tongue, this is your tongue, the side part of your tongue, either the right or the left, and it touches these, the side teeth, the palate of behind the side teeth on either the right side or the left side. When reciting fatha, fatha and kasra, the lips shouldn't move. So, if you're reading ba, if it's a fatha or kasra, the lips shouldn't move at all. So, like how we read sirata and ihdina sirata, the lips are not moving. Same with waladdallin, the lips shouldn't move, and waladdallin. Rounding the lips, وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ is incorrect. So, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا
الضَّالِّينَ.
MashaAllah. Ameen. All of these, we'll inshallah do Surah Fatiha again next week, and then maybe I would suggest listening to some recitation. Not all the recitation, not everybody's recitation. So a few people that I can think of is Sheikh Abdul Basit. So these Qurra recite very slowly, especially Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Al Qari. I'm sorry, Muhammad Khalil Al Husayni. And also Mahmoud Khalil Al-Qari and Sheikh Abdul Basit. We know Sheikh Abdul Basit, so inshallah we can practice and listen to that and practice it. And inshallah we'll continue next week, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah. The lessons will take place every alternate week, not every week, every alternate week, inshallah. So 2 weeks from now, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.